The researchers looked at 60 studies done across 11 countries and pooled all the evidence together to try and better understand how different types of labeling affect customer behavior. They looked at both restaurants and packaging labels in the grocery store.
We did find that labeling has an impact on some outcomes, but not on others. And so, for example, on average, labeling of calories did reduce consumer choices to lower calories by about 7%.
Dr. Darius Muzafarian, study co-author and head of the Friedman School of Nutrition Science and Policy at Tufts University, says when foods were labeled as flat-out unhealthy, about 13% of choices changed.
On the other hand, a lot of other targets like protein or fruits or other healthy foods actually weren't as impressively affected, and so it suggests there's some holes in getting consumers to choose healthier foods just from labeling alone.
Another important finding, if labeling is mandatory, food makers will voluntarily cut back on additives like sodium by about 10% and trans fat by nearly two-thirds. Susan Lee Taylor, KCBS.